Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The Wave AM 1600 at 93.1 FM and The Bug 102.3 FM are asking for your help. We're teaming up with local area businesses to aid and assist in relief efforts following the massive tornado that struck Menasha on Monday, July 27th. Through this Friday, we're asking for donations of food, water, and essential items to help those impacted by the storm damage. Items can be dropped off at the Wave and the Bug offices at N7502 Radio Road in Ripon. We'll be accepting donations until 3 p.m. Friday afternoon. Starting today, in addition to our offices, you can drop off items at the Hy-Vee store in Ripon. Bins will be set up for donated items. You can also take them directly to Calvary Bible Church at 1450 Oak Ridge Road in Nina. After all items have been donated, collected, and are ready to go, they will be transported to Calvary Bible Church in Nina. List of suggested donation items can be found along with more information on our websites at WRPN.FM or TheBug.FM. Meanwhile, a curfew from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. remains in effect for the village of Fox Crossing and the city of Menasha. A burn ban remains in effect for the village of Fox Crossing, the city of Menasha, and the city of Nina. Winnebago County Emergency Management's preliminary damage assessments are ongoing and are expected to be completed by the end of the week. The 72-year-old Ripon man charged with 11 counts of possession of child pornography waived his preliminary hearing in Fond du Lac County Court on Monday. Dwayne Curtis was then arraigned and pled not guilty to all counts. A plea and sentencing hearing is scheduled for September 17th. According to the criminal complaint, a witness told police they had seen images of child porn on Curtis's phone and computer. Police executed a search warrant at Curtis's residence in the 600 block of State Street on July 14th, during which they located a, quote, significant, unquote, amount of child sexual abuse material. According to the criminal complaint, Curtis had possessed the images between last December 14th and July 14th. Tips on home surveillance video posted on the Marquesan Police Department's Facebook page help police identify juveniles wanted for questioning about theft, vandalism, and a couple of other complaints. The video from 4:21 a.m. on July 30th shows four kids running on a sidewalk past a residence. Police Chief Cody McLean says the community's information on three separate incidents led to the people involved. All the juveniles were identified and the theft and vandalism was solved. Wayne Rollins is competent to stand trial on charges he killed his boyfriend during an argument, and his criminal case will resume. The 33-year-old Rollins is charged in Winnebago County Circuit Court with first-degree intentional homicide for the January 5th shooting at a home on 9th Avenue in Oshkosh. The results of the competency exam mean Rollins is able to understand the proceedings and assist in his own defense. A possible plea hearing was scheduled for October 12th. Governor Evers has signed a $3.6 million contract to improve U.S. Highway 10 westbound in Waupaca County between Old State Highway 49 and the Winnebago County line in Fremont. Work is scheduled to begin on August 10th. Vinton Construction Company is the prime contractor for the project. Crews will be replacing concrete in the travel lanes, repaving the asphalt shoulders, replacing guardrails, and restriping U.S. Highway 10. They will also update the signals at the State Highway 96, State Highway 110 intersection, and replace concrete in the travel lanes and repave the asphalt shoulders along State Highway 110 from the ramp terminals to the State Highway 96 intersection. During construction, U.S. Highway 10 will be open to traffic with lane closures throughout the construction. Additionally, there will be intermittent ramp closures with redirection to the adjacent ramps. Construction is scheduled for completion by October 30th. Communities around the nation will be participating in the community building event National Night Out tonight. It brings together law enforcement, fire, EMS, and other public safety organizations. They will have vehicle displays and demonstrations, food, music, kids' activities, and more. The Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds will be hosting one such event from 4 until 7 p.m. Waupaca will host an event at South Park beginning at 5:30 p.m. featuring a showing of Disney's Zootopia 2 at dusk. The Washera County Fairgrounds will host an event at the fairgrounds in Wautoma from 4 until 7 p.m. Mayville will have a national night out event at the Tag Center from 5 until 8 p.m. Green Lake County's version will be in Princeton at the City Park on Tuesday, August 18th from 4:30 until 7 p.m. Ripon's version of National Night Out has evolved into a Touch a Truck event that is hosted at Barlow Park in September. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.